You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Sandy Davis.
Sandy, Kentucky's Western Waterland is a 15-county organization promoting our beautiful region, and what a beautiful day it is here, isn't it?
Oh, it is great. We've had so many tourists stop in and comment on the beauty of the region and the perfectness of the weather and how much they are enjoying their stays here. So it's wonderful.
Now, you're in an office, but your influence reaches out in many, many miles of coverage area. Describe the scope of your activities.
Well, Kentucky's Western Waterland was created to promote tourism in Western Kentucky. We have a lot of small counties, and none of them individually have a lot to offer as a major destination. However, you put everything we've got together, and we are a major destination for tourists. And so we were created in 1969 to work on ways to promote the Western Kentucky area. We have expanded that area with the state's assistance to cover the 15 westernmost counties. So we go from Todd County, where you will find the memorial to Jefferson Davis at his birthplace, all the way to the Mississippi River. And we cover everything in between, with the major focus, of course, on Kentucky Lake, Lake Barkley, land between the lakes for recreation, Paducah, Murray, and Hopkinsville for the more cultural things.
Sure.
Paducah in particular, with the National Quilt Museum, is a wonderful destination for people to visit.
Now, I was on the phone with you last Friday, I think, and I heard the door opening, and wow, I heard you swing into action, welcoming visitors there to pick up publications. And one of the things you do is make sure that there are descriptive publications in racks that are assigned to you at visitor stops, right?
Oh, yes. We as an organization maintain about 25 racks where our members... We are a membership organization where our members can place their brochures out and get them out around the community. Community meaning everything from northern Tennessee to southern Illinois, and that we provide the service of making certain that those brochures are available. And, of course, we include our regional map and facilities guide, which is a very popular publication.
Is that the one that is the bird's eye view of the region?
It's the one with the bird's eye view of the region, and it's with the center of the bird's view being Kentucky Lake, land between the lakes, and Lake Barkley.
How many members do you have right now?
We have about 160 members right now, and that fluctuates from year to year, of course. But previously, because we were receiving state assistance, we made certain we included every tourist entity in all of our publications, except for the map. The map doesn't have room. include everyone.
Sure.
But I'm pleased to report that this week our board of directors met and agreed that we will continue with the publication of the map and facilities guide on an annual basis. We distribute about 95,000 of them annually, and they provide a great insight just to what we have around here. You know, people come in, stop in because they're on I-24. They see the visitor's guide, visitor's information sign, and they'll stop in. Well, is there anything to do here? And we pull out that map and sometimes overwhelm them with all there is to do here.
Repeat exactly where you are located physically, where people can drop by and talk to you, Sandy.
Oh, our office is located on I-24 at exit 31 in Grand Rivers. There is a complex there where Miss Scarlett's restaurant is located, and we are in the back of the complex. There's a tourist information office, and we're open 6 days a week during the season. During the winter, there's not a lot of need for people on Saturday. But we are here for 8 hours a day and always anxious to have people stop by and let us tell them about all there is to do.
Well, as I said, I heard you being an ambassador extraordinaire that day on the phone. So, excuse me, if you're driving on I-24 and you're in that vicinity, stop by and say hello to Sandy. You guys are also looking forward to one of your biggest events of the year.
Oh, yes. Labor Day weekend. This Labor Day weekend, we will have our 39th annual Arts and Crafts Festival, which is our largest fundraiser. We are a very small nonprofit, as you probably gathered from how I'm speaking, and that provides us with a large amount of our operating costs. We are the largest and longest running Arts and Crafts Festival in Western Kentucky, and this year we have a large turnout of vendors that are applications from vendors that intend to be here. We insist everything be handcrafted and actually evict you if you are selling stuff, trying to sell stuff that is not handcrafted. We have food vendors that range from everything from, like, Patty's has special foods that they offer, like, in that type of atmosphere, and it's slightly different from what you can get in the restaurant, but it's still delicious, and all the way to the typical carnival food. This year we have a new vendor who specializes in seafood things, kebabs, so forth, and we're really looking forward to tasting his food.
It makes sense in Grand Rivers, for goodness sakes. So the dates and the venue is all of Grand Rivers, right?
Yes. The venue is actually Little Lake Park, which is located behind the Badgett Theater. Badgett Theater is on J.H. O'Brien Drive, the main drag through Grand Rivers. But parking is in the park if you wish to park there. But there is limited parking, so a lot of people have to park off-site and walk in. And the National Guard helps with parking and traffic control, making certain everybody safely gets to our actual site. There are numerous signs. You can hardly miss us. And this year, Labor Day falls on September 1st, so our festival will be August 30th, 31st, and September 1st, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, from 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, and 9 to 3 on Monday. And it only costs $1 to walk in and spend as much time as you want, and if you want to leave and think you might come back, we'll stamp your hand and let you come back later in the day.
Well, I know it's a premier event for the area, and I'm so glad that we've had a chance to get it on everybody's calendar today, Sandy. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope everybody marks their calendar for Labor Day weekend and comes out and sees us. It's a great event.
Again, we've been speaking with Kentucky's Western Waterland, Sandy Davis.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.